Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for July the 18th. Happy to have you with me today on the podcast in 1 Corinthians, our journey through Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. We're in the fourth chapter, and we are in the 11th verse. To the present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and we're poorly clothed and beaten and homeless. I want to go ahead and read on because I want to pull some things together. And we labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat or encourage, exhort. We have been made as the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. Now, listen to the next verse, verse 14, tries to tie some thoughts together. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you, for though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet not many fathers. You do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I've begotten you through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me. There's a lot to unpack here. Let's drop this within its context. The context is what we've been working with for about a week now, this idea that Paul and Apollos are servants and stewards, and that they are now facing an enormous amount of conflict and problems. Corinth, you're doing fine. You're full and you're rich and you reign as kings, and we wish we could reign with you. We're disturbed at the junk we're hearing coming out of you because you're so blessed. Why is this other stuff happening to you? On the theater of the world, the angels and men watch people like Apollos and myself. This is Paul talking. And we're fools for the sake of Christ. You guys are doing fine. You're walking in wisdom because we're foolish. Our foolishness helps aid your wisdom. Our weakness helps make you strong. Our dishonor helps you walk in an enormous amount of honor. And then the specifics from today's 11th and 12th and 13th verses. We're hungry, and we're thirsty, and we're poorly clothed, and we're beaten, and we're homeless, and we're working with our own hands, and we get reviled, and yet we bless people, and we're persecuted, and yet we're still here, and we're defamed, and yet we exhort and encourage you. We're the filth of the world, the offscouring of all things until now. This is the present condition of Paul, and I think he's throwing in Apollos here, because that's the figurative transfer he made in verse 6, Paul and Apollos. So, I don't want to attack doctrines and ideas. I mean, I think you should stand up for truth and expose error that puts poor light on Christ and his Father. Yes, defend family. I don't go after doctrine for doctrine's sake, but the idea that if you're really good at this and you're really where you need to be and you're really full of faith and you're really in the midst of using your gift properly and you're really walking in your call, then you're going to be hooper prosperous and full of all kinds of good things. People, it's just going to be amazing how much blessings you have, and it's going to be indicative of the favor of God. I don't think that's biblical. I don't think poverty's biblical, and I don't think having nothing is biblical. But the idea that if you are walking in favor, you should have all kinds of good things all the time, I don't think that Paul would have agreed with you. At the moment he writes this to the Corinthian church, he's hungry, thirsty, poorly clothed, beaten, and homeless. That last one would do most of us in. I mean, homelessness is like, in the North American culture, it's as far down the economic ladder as you can fall. I mean, maybe you're poorly clothed. Yeah. Maybe you're hungry and you're thirsty. Yeah. Beaten and homeless. I mean, beaten indicates that he's taking physical lashes for something. He's been arrested more than once. And in his case, it's due to the fact that he won't stop talking about this Jesus and the way. But homeless, and maybe Paul means I'm drifting town to town and so there's nowhere that I can call my home. That's possible. But it seems to me that Paul's painting a bigger picture. And the big picture is, look, I don't have much. I'm doing all that I can do, but in the midst of it, I'm doing it for you. I'm reviled, I bless people. I'm persecuted, I endure. I'm defamed, I encourage you, I exhort you. I've been made as the filth of the world, and I don't write this to shame you. I don't write this to make you feel bad. That's an important 14th verse, because if homelessness, poverty, hunger, thirst, poor clothes, beating, if all of that stuff was the aspiration of a true Christian, then Paul wouldn't have written the 14th verse where he says, I don't write these things to shame you, but I write them to warn you. Instead, he would have said, why are you people rich and full of wisdom? You need to be poor as well. He does tell them to imitate him, but not in that he wants them to be homeless and hungry and thirsty and poorly clothed, but that he wants them to follow him as a spiritual father. That's why that 15th verse, you have 10,000 instructors, but you don't have many fathers. I'm the one who begot you through the good news. I'm the one who parented you through your early development. This is all building up. Remember, this is building off of that sectarian idea. So Paul seems to be making the argument that, look, pay attention to what I'm telling you. I'm doing all this stuff for your sake. I'm homeless and beaten and hungry and thirsty because I love you guys and I've parented you. So imitate me. If I say to you, one of us is not important than the other, then you ought to treat one another that way. If I say to you that it's not a good thing to put yourself into these schisms and sectarian thoughts, then maybe you shouldn't do that. You'll have 10,000 instructors that come along, but you only have one parent, so stop with the dividing into 10,000 camps. And that's why that urge to imitate me. Now, Paul doesn't stay there in his doctrine. What I mean by that is, Paul doesn't tell every church all the time, hey, imitate me. In fact, Paul tells the church at Ephesus in Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God as dear children. So I think as Paul's doctrine progresses, he begins to take people more of, listen, don't just imitate who I am and what I am, begin to imitate who the Father is. And I don't mean that Paul's wrong at all in 1 Corinthians 4. I think that Paul rounds that out as his ministry goes along. But in this instance of how to act within the Corinthian church, he's begging them, imitate how I act in front of you. That would be a good place to start. We'll go to work here some more tomorrow, this latter part of the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians. I'll see you then. I'm praying God's best for you today, God's grace on you today, wherever and however you might be. God bless.